Okay, we are starting on page 350. Simon Shin Lamed Dalet Se'if Gimel. Page 350, Simon Shin Lamed Dalet Se'if Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says, again, we're dealing with the halachas of if there was a fire and what you're allowed to save from the fire. We spoke about saving three meals. If you still need three meals to eat on Shabbos, it's already Shabbos morning, you only have two meals to go. You can say two meals. And after the morning meal, it's the afternoon already, you can save one meal, etc., etc. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hitzil Pas Nakiya, Lo Yatso Pas Hadra. If you've already saved clean bread, means high quality bread from fine flour, then you're not allowed to save after that Pas Hadra. Hey, what's that? Pas Shenitol Hadra, Dahainu Pas Subin. Page Kufa and Bob. So you can't save the more inferior bread, which is like black bread or bread which has the bran still mixed in there, which in those days was terrible. It was a poor quality bread. So if you save the good quality bread, you're not allowed to go and save after that a poor quality bread. But the opposite is permitted. And if you save the poor quality bread and you say to yourself, yeah, but I really prefer to have the better bread for my Shabbos meals, you'd be allowed to go back into the house and save better quality bread. Okay, back to page 350. So if cotton yud at the bottom, hitzil pas, if you saved bread, good quality bread. I feel hitzil who pass how, but even if what he say was a lot of bread. Even though he's already done the job and saved like big loaves, but the family members can now go back to the house where the fire is and take three meals worth of their own breads. Even though there was plenty, the father already bought out a large loaf that had plenty of bread to it, they can still go in themselves. Because each and every family member, household member, is allowed to save for himself three meals. Brings that the Beis Yosef says this very point, that if a person already has what to eat, he's still allowed to save his three meals. If a person happens to be fasting that day, he had a bad dream the night before, he dreamt that there was a fire, and then he woke up in the morning and there was a fire. So he's actually fasting because he had a bad dream, so he's not eating on Shabbos, he's still allowed to save three meals because they made a blanket statement that didn't differentiate in particular cases. Okay, Sivkot and Yud Aleph, Pas Hadra, poor quality bread, the bread with the bran still mixed in. On to page Kuf, I am involved now. The ein kan shaychus alma loyme pasadra nichali. If you've got a good quality bread already, then you can't claim, you can't even attempt to act in like a deceptive manner and say, you know what, I really prefer the poor quality bread. No one would do that, and therefore you're not allowed to save it. But the other way around is permitted. If you already brought out the poor quality bread, you're allowed to go back in for the high quality bread. That's, shall we? Because you could claim, because I was in such a panic, I took the poor quality bread. I forgot I had the better one. I really want the better one. I really would have eaten the better one. I just forgot about it. And in fact, you actually have to go in, save the poor quality bread, bring that out to the chotzer, and then go back in for the better quality bread. And same thing applies to meat, fish, or other two types of food. You're allowed to go and bring that out as well. Even if you've already saved one min, one type of food, you can go back for these other foods. So not that he can get three. If you took one out already, he can go back in for a second one. That would be allowed as well. The general principle is we made very strict rules about what you can take out, even if it is in the shiloh of an Erev, but we're careful what allows you to take out from the fire, because if we don't make you be limited in what you do, then you're going to forget about the halachas of Shabbos and you end up forgetting yourself and put the fire out. So we made it very strict. If you want, then you're constantly thinking about halachas Shabbos as you take out the food, then you won't accidentally forget the Shabbos and put the fire out. That was the general concept that we discussed. Sif Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch. Matzilin mi Yom Kippurim le Shabbos. Avaloi mi Shabbos le Yom Kippurim, v'yomtuf, v'loi le Shabbos haba. One is allowed to save food from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, meaning if Shabbos is on a Sunday, which it never is, but let's say it was, you're allowed to save food on Yom Kippur from a fire to be able to have for Shabbos, which is the day after. And we'll see how to apply this nowadays that the calendar doesn't allow it anyway. But you can't save on Shabbos for Yom Kippur or for Yom Tov, nor from this Shabbos to next Shabbos. But you are allowed to save one meal's worth on Yom Kippur to be able to have after Yom Kippur for your Motzi Yom Kippur Suda. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel, Miyom HaKippur and Shabbos. We said you're allowed to save food from Yom Kippur for the Shabbos that follows it. The Habiyom HaShabbos Lo Yochel HaHachin, because you won't be able to prepare food on Shabbos if you don't have any. You're not able to cook on Shabbos, so you won't have anything to eat. Masha'in Kim HaShabbos Yom Tov, which is not the case when you want to save food from Shabbos to Yom Tov, the Ha Yochel HaHavi Yom Tov Gufa, because there's no reason to save from the house food on Shabbos for Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you can just go and get some more food and cook it, no problem. Go to your neighbor, borrow some meat, whatever. There's no need to save. And same thing applies when it comes to saving on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. For example, if Yom Kippur occurs on a Sunday, which it won't, but let's say Yom Kippur is on a Sunday, Gam Kenas, it will be also to save food from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. So I like Ochel at the also much Yom Kippur, because anyway you're not going to be eating till after Yom Kippur. Or the also the Trach Valesi, and after Yom Kippur you can just go and find some food and bring it, and there's no need to be saving food from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Even though we know that nowadays the calendar does not allow Yom Kippur to occur on a Friday or a Sunday, doesn't happen. Because the Shulchan Aruch there has sif. So why is the Shulchan Aruch writing this? Lashmi'inan, the im Yom Kippur chal b'yom chamishi, if Yom Kippur occurs on a Thursday, which of course it can do. V'yodeya shulay yimsa leknois al haShabbos b'yom shishi, matzilin. But you know that you have no ability to buy food on Friday. There's no one around, whatever, everything's closed, nothing available on Friday. So if you don't save on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, you won't be able to have anything to eat on Shabbos. Then the halacha is you're allowed to save from Yom Kippur. You're allowed to go into the fire, bring out food on Yom Kippur to be able to have on Shabbos, which is 2 days later. Sifkon Yud Dalet, Mozon Suda Achas. So we said at the end of the Sif, from Yom Kippur to Motzi Yom Kippur, that is Yom Kippur as a fire, you're allowed to save how much food? Enough to be able to have your one meal on Motzi Yom Kippur. Mipnei Asakona. Why? Because it's dangerous not to. She is Ana Oid Kishilo Yizdamin Lahem Alecho, because if you don't have food to eat on Motzi Yom Kippur, it can get dangerous. You're already fasting a whole day, and it can be dangerous to have to continue fasting until you get hold of food. And we come mocking b'Shabbos lo yotz la'atir mehai taimer lo yotzim kippurim the chamir bat, that was not a reason that we allow you to save on Shabbos for Yom Kippur, because that's much more strict. Okay, sif hey in the Shulchan Aruch, matzilin lechole ulezokin ulo avavtan kebei noini. What are the dinim of saving food for a person who's sick, for a person who's elderly, or a person who is gluttonous, who's got a big appetite? We don't give allowances and say, well, if you like to eat a lot, you can save more than three meals, or three meals of a guy who likes to eat a lot. We don't say that. Whether a person is healthy, or whether he's sick, whether he's elderly, whether he's gluttonous and likes to eat a lot, the share of three meals is the same for everybody. You've done him like an average-sized fellow. One average guy would eat. Sif cotton, tesvav, lachoyle, v'lazokain, for a sick or elderly person, the lechilku, chacham, b'shir, shalosh, tudos, ben hakem, and hakme, because they did not differentiate in this amount of three meals, whether lenient to be more lenient for some or stringent for others. We don't differentiate at all. It's the same din for everyone. Sif vav, in the Shulchan Aruch. Had eimat silen, ele mozen, shalosh, tudos, when we say you can save three meals, hainu dafka, b'shnei kelim, we're talking here about saving them within two containers. Ava b'kli echad. But if all you've got is one container, but it's very large, even if you've got an enormous container full of even 100 meals worth of food, you'll be able to take that one container out of the fire. Even if you took your talus, the big sheet, whatever, your talus, and you folded it over and wrapped up food inside it, and then you fold it over again and put more food in the wrapping, and another like layer, there's like layers of food inside that one talus. So there's like different pouches inside that one talus. You're allowed to take the entire talus out, even with a large number of meals out, since you're only doing one act of taking this one talus out. And it happens to contain many different meals in different layers, that's okay. Sifkotan Tezain. Pay with talisoi. He spread out his talus. Vafilu. Even if they originally the food were in many different containers and you just pour them all into the talus, maybe in different pouches in different areas of the talus, but all into one talus, that's okay. But if you actually put the containers inside the talus and wrap the talus around the containers, well, we have to view that as multiple containers, and that would be awesome. Siv Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch Mutter Lahatzil Kli klei tashmisho yad sichim lo isa yoim kagoin koisiv the kitoinis. When we said you can save for your meals, we don't only mean you can save food. We also are allowed to save utensils and different eating implements and utensils you need, such as cups and jugs, whatever things that you need to be able to have your meal. You're allowed to save that from the fire as well. Sifkotin yud zayin kagoin koisiv the kitoinis. Vuadin, Shah Kalim Asichim Lalasech Sudos Sudoisov, the going kapois, the sakinim, bakadoime, doesn't only mean cups and things, you're also allowed to save whatever you need for the meal, such as spoons, knives, whatever you eat with, that is allowed as well. Sif Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Belovesh Kolmat Shayachol Obeish Vemaitzia Peshet. You're allowed to put on any garments you want, one on top of the other, go outside and take off the garments, Bechoyze Belovesh Vemaitzia Peshet, and again, go back into the house, put on as many garments as you want and go outside and take them off. That's according to the first opinion. The second opinion is more stringent and says you can only do this once. You can put on whatever you can put on, as many layers of clothing as you want, but you can only do that once. And take that outside, you know, wear that outside, I mean, and take it off there. That's, but not more than once. Not more than one trip. So the first opinion said you can do that multiple times. So why aren't we allowed to go back in to get more food? Oh, another three meals. We only do it by clothing. There we're concerned. You might forget it's Shabbos and put the fire out. But over here, by the clothing, since the heter to take the clothing out is only if you're actually wearing it, so you're actually you're fully aware of what you're doing because you know you can only take it out by wearing it. So it's on his mind and he'll remember it's Shabbos. So we're not worried in the case of putting on clothing that you might, even if you do it multiple times, that you might put the fire out because you're clearly remembering it's Shabbos by only carrying out the clothing by wearing them, but not by actually carrying them. But it's true to say that to take out clothing in your hands will have the same dinim exactly as food and drink, and you can only take out what you need for that day, but no more. But if you're wearing the clothing, then you can do it multiple times according to this opinion. And the second opinion, the halacha does not follow a second opinion. Rather, we follow the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you can do this backwards and forwards with the clothing as many times as you need. Upon as many layers as you want, go outside, come back, multiple times is all permitted. Fifth test in the Shulchan Aruch is going to be the last one for today. V'oimeh la'achirim, and you're allowed to tell other people, boyu v'atzil lachem kol echa mozen shalosh sudos. Not only can you save the food yourself and each family member, you can actually tell other people, why don't you go and save some food from the fire, three meals worth for yourselves. V'yachoyin lil boish kol mashi yuchli lil boish, and they can put on whatever clothing they want as well in the house when they come out. But since that, here's like the legal problem. Since he told them, "Hatzilu lochem, save for yourselves," so now technically it's hefker, and they can make an acquisition. They can acquire these items for themselves because he told them, "You can go and save for yourself." That means to say it's not mine anymore. But if they don't want to be mean and acquire it for themselves, but rather they want to give it back to the guy, because they want to be maybe somehow paid for their services after Shabbos, they're allowed to do that. That's not called earnings for Shabbos work. Okay, Sif, the question is why, but okay. Sif Cotton, Chof. Boy, he can tell people, you go and save for yourselves. But he can't tell them, save for me. Because the heter is only to save three meals that he needs, and he doesn't need this stuff, it's not for him. This food is not for him. Because of Chai Adam, the Eshed Me'atzmam Yechayim Latzil B'Shiloi Afilu Yosef Meshoysu. It could be that if he's not telling them to do it, they're just coming of their own volition and saving food for him, they can even save more than three meals. So why did the Shulchan Aruch limit it to three meals? That's when they're saving for themselves. I mean, if they're saving for him, here's the big heter. If they're saving for, he doesn't even tell them, but they come and they save for him, they can even save more than three meals. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about when they're saving for themselves. If you're saving for yourself, you're limited to three meals. That's the Shulchan Aruch's case. Sifkan Chof Alef, Yechoyin Lil Boish, they can put on whichever clothing they want and come out. And for that, and for the clothing, he can actually tell them, go and save it, save for me, not for yourselves, for me, the Hainu Bishvili. By the food, we said, only if he can only say, do it for yourselves. But for the clothing, he said, you can put on the clothing and save it for me. When it comes to food, then he only what he needs to shout is only three meals. Therefore, you have to tell them, save for yourselves, because I can't get any more. Whereas clothing, you could, you know, people change their clothes multiple times a day, and therefore any amount of clothing is suitable for him. And the wording of the Shulchan Aruch was, if they want, meaning that the lashon was, if they want to be zeicher behefker, and if they don't, right, that was the thing, if they want to acquire it for themselves, what was that going on? A mazon, okay, that must be going on food, meaning, because if it's clothing, he's anyway told me you're doing it for me. So when he said, the case where he said you can acquire for yourselves, so when the people are coming out and he's saying, if they, Shulchan Aruch is saying us, if you want, you can be zeicher in it, that must be talking about food, because clothing, we didn't say that. Clothing, we said, when it comes to clothing, we said, he tells them, do it for me. So of course they can't acquire it if they don't want to, because he didn't give them the right to acquire it. Upashat the gam heim yechoyim leshoit lachzor leshvoish loitzio kamoisei. And of course, just as we said, he can go. We paskin that he can go in multiple times and bring clothing out and go back in again, etc. They can for sure do the same. You know, it's not just a one-time getting dressed and exiting. They can go back in and get more clothes, wear more clothes out. So if kanchof beis kaven sha'ama hitzil lochem, because he told them acquire for yourself. So now they've become in a position to be able to acquire it because it's really hefka. But he didn't say that wording of acquire, save for yourselves, then it doesn't become hefka. He hasn't declared it hefka. If you wouldn't have been doing it, I would have found others who would happily do it for me. Or I could have asked a goy to save my stuff. So this stuff is not really hefka. Usually say, you might have thought to say, if something's in a fire or something's like going down the river, it's hefka, right? No one can reclaim it if they want to. It's automatically hefka. Over here, he had other ways of saving the stuff, and therefore it's not automatically hefka. K'moy shekotav se'if chofav, as we will see later on. Sifkon chof gimel, v'im'ein moitzim l'zkois, if these people don't want to be mean and acquire it for themselves, not, why? M'pnei sheyoidim chalei v'tsoyna hefkir, because they know he didn't really do it out of choice. What they can do is they can not acquire it, and then they can kind of expect some payment, and it's not called Scha Shabbos. It's not called payment for Shabbos work. Chof Dalad, well, I have Scha Shabbos. The Mikara, Lav Adaita de Scha Pu'ula, Nechti, they didn't do it for the payment originally. They just acquired something from Hefker. It's really something they can take for themselves. Now they've got it, they can sell it, so to speak, after Shabbos. But they say, now give it back to the guy, and afterwards they say they want to be paid for what they did. If it's a weekday, for sure you need to pay him. But if this took place on a weekday, that they gave it back to him and they say, you know what, pay up, right? So if it's occurring on a weekday, they're giving it back to him on a weekday, for sure they have to pay him. He has to pay them. But if it actually took place on Shabbos, meaning they went into the house, they came out with the food, and they gave it back to the guy instead of acquiring for themselves. And now they say, okay, so pay us for what we've done. That will be a problem of Schar Shabbos, possibly. You could say it's Schar Shabbos. Since they, of their own volition, gave something to him, it's basically they're selling it to him. Therefore, he can no longer say, I got it from Hefka, because they gave it back to him. And when they do get paid, therefore, they're getting paid for Shabbos payment for basically selling an item on Shabbos. That's what's going to turn out. I'm not going to vam mashika, or not selling exactly, but like giving something that was really hefka to him is an act of asking money for. That's called Schar Shabbos. I'm not going to vam mashika b'zeh shem shoto giboyim. Look at the Magnavam's quoting shoto giboyim, but I'm Beli Rabbe. The fact that Alav he and Ali Rabbe questions this psak of the shoto giboyim. V'nei al mashika shulchan aruch the zeicher min hefka. That was shulchan aruch wrote that when they acquire this food, it's considered being acquiring it from hefka. When he said asil lochem. That the halacha is that just giving up hope doesn't automatically make it hefka. This is the dinner machus for dinner in two places in Choshen Mishpat. So how come over here we say again the house is on fire and the you come and save something, it doesn't automatically become yours, because in the din of the malchusa in the world, I don't know how it works legally, we don't say that just because you had in your mind that you've given up hope of ever retrieving it, it's therefore hefker. That's not true. But over here it's different, because here he actually says, Hatzilu lochem, you can acquire it for yourself. So he's already declaring, he's already declaring and acknowledging this hefker. That's different. That the Gemara says though at the end that a chassid, a pious Jew, will not take payment for what he did, because he if any shayla of aveira involved, a person he will stay away from it. Here's a possible shayla of schar Shabbos, and therefore he should stay away from it and not accept payment. Adkan.